The NASCAR Hall of Fame has bled money since it opened in 2010. Visitor attendance, projected as high as 800,000 a year when the project was proposed, has actualized at less than 200,000. Sponsorship money, supposed to repay loans from Bank of America and Wells Fargo, has fallen well short, and royalties owed to NASCAR have accrued. But relief is in sight, Deputy City Manager Ron Kimble told City Council last night.
The whole goal is to bring the Hall of Fame into a break-even position so that it can cash flow itself.
The city pays the banks $5 million up front. The money comes from a hotel tax increase approved in 2006 to pay for the hall. And the banks wipe out the remaining $17.6 million they're owed. In return, the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, which runs the Hall of Fame, gives the banks free advertising and sponsorships in the building for 5 years. In addition, NASCAR waives the about $3 million in royalties the city owes it and substantially reduces its royalty cut moving forward. Kimble says it's a share-the-pain approach.
Each party has a responsibility in this negotiation and this solving of this equation.
It's not a freebie from the banks, Councilman Ed Driggs pointed out.
The bank is basically looking at a bad loan at this point.
The loan agreement only requires the city to pay back its debt through sponsorships. That was part of the sales pitch.
This is not a $14 million gift from the banks. It's a valuable accommodation, and we appreciate their role in the discussion, but they were looking at what was probably uncollectible.
The deal still won't get the Hall of Fame into the black. The Visitors Authority projects it'll continue to subsidize up to a $500,000 annual deficit. But officials say revenues are growing, and while it's a far cry from the original lofty goals, the deal at least brings that break-even point into view. The City Council will vote to approve it next Monday. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.